Zechariah chapter 4, verse 7. Did you find it? It says, nothing, not even a mighty mountain, will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him. And when Zerubbabel sets the final stone of the temple in place, the people will shout, may God bless it, may God bless it. Or another translation, people will shout, grace, grace. How it's in your translation, Brittany? Chapter 4, verse 7. Can you read it out loud? Are you there? Oh, you. Who has in a book? You're so computerized. Yeah, because we turned on the heater. So it says, nothing, not even a mighty mountain, will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him. And when Zerubbabel sets the final stone of the temple in place, people will shout, may God bless it, may God bless it, or grace, grace, in another translation. So, did you find it? Verse 7.
Alright. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone, which shouts of grace, grace to it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying,
oh, That's it. Grace, grace to it. It's a tremendous story about Zerubbabel, and I want to talk to you today how to keep faith all year long. How to keep faith, like for example, God spoke to you that this year you will accomplish this, I want to give you this, I want you to accomplish this and this and this. And how to bring your faith all year long and how to accomplish it by faith. Because many people emotionally, we grab hold of it for 2 weeks. We believe it after we write it down, like a New Year resolution. For 2 weeks, for 3 weeks, we believe it. We go for it. And then we lose the picture. So this tremendous story about Zerubbabel shows how to keep the picture you believe for, how to keep it always in front of you. What happened over here with Zerubbabel, he started rebuilding the temple. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the temple, then Cyrus, king of Persia, decided to restore the temple, and so he gave order to Jewish people, and he gave them finances, resources to restore the temple, and Zerubbabel started restoring the temple. And then some enemies, people who hated Jews, they started putting some obstacles on the way. And King Artaxerxes, how do you speak in English? Artaxerxes. whatever, forget it. He stopped the process. And for 10 years, temple was not being built. For 10 years, everything stopped. All the hopes of Jewish people disappeared. They wanted to rebuild the temple, they wanted to restore the temple, they wanted to get the place of worship back. Nothing worked. King himself said no. And then Prophet Zechariah comes to Zerubbabel. And then he says, well, it's you can read it in another book. Actually, it's more described in after Chronicles, in Nehemiah. Oh, in Ezra. In Ezra chapter 5, the whole story. Ezra chapter 5. So this prophet comes to Zerubbabel, and he says, now you don't believe you can make it. You don't believe you can rebuild the temple. Like many times, we start something, we cannot finish. We want to do something, we start it, and then we don't know how to finish it. We st- start the project, or we believe in salvation of our parents, or we believe in something, and then along the process we fail, we lose our faith. So the prophet Zechariah came to him and he said, now get it, he came to him and he said, I'm giving you a capstone, I'm giving you a final stone that you will put when you finish the temple. And he gave him a capstone. Capstone, in English, in another translation, is final stone. In Russian, it's krayugольный камень. It's like the stone that you put on the very top, like on the dollar, there is a pyramid, and the capstone is on the top, a little bit separated. You know, that is the capstone.
The triangle with the eye on it, right?
Yeah, but let's take the eye out. Like on the top of the pyramid.
Yes.
So that is the capstone. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine, Zerubbabel lost all hopes. He thought he would rebuild the temple, but then he lost all hopes. He did not know how to do it. And then prophet is coming, and he gives him a capstone, and he says, you will finish. And you will put this on the top of the temple. Keep it in front of your eyes and believe it. And then he says, no mountain will stand in your way. If opposition will arise, if any obstacle will arise, it will become level plain before you. And Zerubbabel was like, how could that ever possible? Would that be some supernatural thing? How would that be? And then prophet says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. It looks hard to you right now, but everything is possible. Just keep your faith. Keep your eyes on this final stone. Keep your eyes on this capstone. So temple was built on the foundation of the temple. It was nothing there. But Zerubbabel took that final stone, like a capstone that he's supposed to put on the top. Prophet gave him the capstone, the final piece. And he said, you will put it at the top.
And that's also in Ezra 5.
In Ezra 5. So Zerubbabel was keeping his eyes. Like, I'm sure he had, if you read the whole story, when they started rebuilding the temple, they didn't have a permission. So the king of Persia didn't allow them, but they just started rebuilding it just with no permission. So again, opposition arose, and they started writing letters to the king, and then it was a new king, Darius, at that time. And then Darius allowed them to finish. It was like a mess of problems. It was like the whole kingdom of Persia didn't want that temple to be built. But prophet said, you will finish it. And as a sign that you will finish, I'm giving you the final stone. You will put this stone when you finish the temple. So when he was losing faith, when he was disappointed, when Zerubbabel was kind of losing heart, he was looking at this capstone and getting the picture back. Prophet of God said, I will put this stone at the top of the temple, so we will finish it. So that symbol, that sign, that stone helped him to keep faith. So that was God's way how to encourage person to keep faith. And I will show you now that it's really biblically in many other places, but we will look at some other places right now, that this is how God wants us to keep our faith, is to keep something in front of our eyes that physical, material, not spiritual, physical, like a sign, like a some manifestation of the things that we hope for. Faith must always see. If you lose the picture, you lose faith. So to keep the picture alive, you need to have something. For example, one family, they didn't have children, and they believed, they said, we believe God is healing us, both. So we're gonna have a children. So as a sign that we're going to have a children, we will separate a separate room for the baby. We will buy how do you call it? Cradle?
Crib.
Crib. We will buy a crib. They bought the crib. They bought everything for the baby. They organized the whole room. No baby, no pregnancy, no health, nothing. But they made a signal. They made a sign. Just to keep, so every day they woke up, oh, I'm not healed yet, we didn't get pregnant, we didn't conceive yet, but they come into that room. One day, our baby is going to be here. One day, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not in a month, but one day, we're going to have a baby, and he's going to live in this room. Then we're going to have a beautiful relationship, an awesome baby. He will bring us joy, he will bring us so much of. And they were every day reminding themselves by that rule, even more. They started speaking to others. We are getting a child. And they were, they started speaking one to another, but so much that some other people heard it. So they said, are you expecting a child? They said, yes. And then mother-in-law heard this. Are you expecting a child? This is a family from Brooklyn Church, by the way. And they said, yes. So, wow, that's great, finally, hallelujah. So mother-in-law is asking them 5 months later. Oh, well, she was in another city. So what is your due date? When are you going to give birth? They said, well, baby's on the way. Baby's on the way, baby's on the way. Then she started, you are hiding something from me. Where is my baby? What happened to my baby? Did you have a miscarriage? No, mother, everything is all right. Just wait. And so guess what? After 2 years, they got their baby. And they got a beautiful girl, and then they got a boy. And they right now are 7 and 5, I think. Beautiful kids. They go to Brooklyn Church right now. Beautiful testimony. Now, we can believe it inside, but we need some material thing to keep our faith running, to keep our picture alive. And I want to show you tremendously. God showed me through the life of Abraham how many times God was giving signs, material, physical, to Abraham, that he would not lose his faith. Because Abraham, we call him father of faith. Oh, big shot. But he was like real person. He was like us. And he was losing faith all the time. He was losing his faith all the time. Let's open Genesis 13. Genesis 13, or you can just listen. Genesis 13. Verse 16, it says, and I will give you so many descendants that like the dust of the earth, they cannot be counted. In other translations, like the sand of the earth. Go and walk through the land in every direction, for I'm giving it to you. So God promised Abraham, you will have so many descendants like sand of the earth, because sand was all over Israel. So he's like, look over here. You will have so many kids. And he was old. He didn't have his own son. So he was constantly worrying. God, I need my son. I need my heir. And then it says, Genesis 15:5. It says, the Lord took Abraham outside. Well, it's from verse 4. Then the Lord said to him, no, your servant will not be your heir. For you will have a son, you will have a son of your own, who will be of, he will be your heir. Then the Lord took Abraham outside and told him, look up into the sky, count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have. So when Abraham when he was losing his faith, God was again giving him some sand. Then he said, look at the stars. I will give you so many children. Every night, when stars appear, keep faith. Keep that picture alive that you will have son, you will be healed, your wife will be healed. He again, he was losing faith again. Genesis 17, two chapters, he kept faith, then he lost it again. Chapter 17, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am El Shaddai, God Almighty. Serve me faithfully and live a blameless life. I will make a covenant with you by which I will guarantee to give you countless descendants. God already decided to make a covenant just to prove him. Don't worry, because Abraham was constantly worrying. At this, Abraham fell face down on the ground. Then God said to him, this is my covenant with you. I will make you the father of multitude of nations. Exclamation mark. What's more, I'm changing your name. It will be no longer Abram. Instead, you will be called Abraham. For you will be father of many nations. So, next sign. It was first sand, stars. Next sign. He changed his name. Abram meant father of height, but Abraham means father of nations. So God put part of his name inside of his name, Abraham, that Abraham would every day hear. Sarah is calling Abraham, that means father of nations. Dinner is ready. Father of nations, come here. Father of nations. Come over here, father of nations. Father of, it was his name, father of nations. So God, it's the same like, for example, you believe in a healing. It's the same like God comes to you and said, Theo, I'm changing your name. From this day, you will be called healed one. For example. And everybody call you, healed one, come here, healed one, come here. Or let's say you pray for a new job. And God says, I'm giving you a new name. Like something connected with like... successful one. And everybody is calling you, oh, this is not Katya anymore. This is successful one, successful one, successful. So that's what happened with Abraham. God turned his name. Why? That he would have a physical manifestation to help his faith to stay alive. Can you imagine how many times he doubted that he's going to have children? So God said, okay, that you would not doubt, I'm changing your name, that you would hear it every day 50 times, or 60, or 100 times. Now, it still was not enough for Abraham. And then, verse 4, God says, this is my covenant with you. I will make you the father of a multitude of nations. What's more, I'm changing your name. It will not go, and then, verse 7, I will confirm my covenant with you and your descendants after you from generation to generation. And then verse 11, you must, verse 10, this is the covenant that you and your descendants must keep. Each male among you must be circumcised. You must cut off the flesh of your foreskin as a sign of the covenant between me and you. God made the covenant again as a symbol that people would always remember. God is with me. And he's El Shaddai, Almighty. He can do anything. So now Abraham had a covenant over there. Every day, three times a day, or four times a day, five times a day, when he goes to the toilet, he's reminded, covenant. Covenant, covenant, I will be the father of many nations. Now, Sarah is calling him father of many nations. He goes to the toilet, he remembers he's the father of many nations. He goes outside, he sees sand, father of many nations. He sees at night, he sees stars, father of many nations. Now, still was not enough. God says, I will give you another sign that you would remember, because he was still doubting. Verse 15, he says, then God said to Abraham, regarding Sarai, his wife, your wife, her name will no longer be Sarai, From now on, her name will be Sarah. Sarah, the first name, Sarai, meant the one who is fighting. Sarai meant the one who is fighting. But Sarah meant the landlord, the Vladishitsa in Russian. It's like the lady who owns, like, started her generation, like the owner of the house with many kids, with many people, like the top, like Vladichitsa, how it's in English, the best word, like the owner, the landlord. It's like the person who would have many descendants. So now Abraham have to call Sarai, not Sarai, but Sarah. Also reminding himself that she's gonna be a mother of many. Now, goes to different places, sand is all over. I will have many kids. Night is coming, many stars. I will have many kids. I will give birth to my descendant and I will have many, many kids. Goes to the toilet, I'm in covenant with God. God is almighty. I will be father of many nations. Every time wife is calling him to dinner, Abraham, father of many nations, father of many nations. From everywhere, God made his life full of signs. You're gonna be father of many nations. He was keeping that picture alive in Abraham's mind. He was doubting all the time, so God had to surround his mind. You're gonna do it. Everything's gonna be all right. Don't worry. From every side, God was like, keep the picture, keep your faith, come on. And then the miracle happened. He gave birth to son, Isaac, and then Isaac gave birth to Jacob, and Jacob to 12 patriarchs, and then nation of Israel started. So from this point, I see that God wants us so much to keep picture of faith. For example, we believe in the restoring of relationships with parents, for example, or salvation of our relatives, or husband, or new job, or anything. For this year, you wrote the plan, Lord, I believe this and this and this. If we know God is almighty, and we trust Him that He loves us, and we know that this is something that I need in life right now, so this is the will of God for me to have it. And I keep that picture just over here on a piece of paper, it's not enough. These pictures of what you believe must surround you everywhere. In the mirror, in the toilet, in the Bible maybe in front, in your cell phone, in the kitchen, in the refrigerator. It should be surrounding you, what you believe. That, for example, one lady, a beautiful testimony, mother of Joel Austin, John's Austin wife. She was a John's Austin wife, the old lady now. She's a mother of Joel Austin. It doesn't matter. She was sick with cancer. She wrote the book, by the way, Healed from Cancer. It was interpreted into Russian also. Oksana has it. She was believing God all her life. She was a pastor of the church with John Austin. And then she got cancer. And it was so terrible, the doctors gave her 2 weeks. And they said, 2 weeks, and you're done. And 2 weeks. So she comes back home, and she feels that she believes God is my healer. She believes God is alive. I will get my healing. I will be restored. But she feels that this picture, as soon as she stops speaking that out, other thoughts are coming from the devil. 2 weeks to live. Write down, Zavishanya, how do you say that? Like write down like your will to your parents, to your children. Finish some activity at home because you are dying. Other voices are constantly talking to us, constantly speaking. Other situations, pictures, friends, friends. somebody else. We constantly have a flow of negative information. So she felt that this negative flow disturbs the picture of her being healed. So what did she do? She put all over the apartment, she put her pictures of smiling, beautiful, celebrating, beautiful dresses, birthday, anniversaries, wedding, like where she's smiling and rejoicing the most. She put all pictures all over the first floor, second floor in the house, everywhere, that she would look at the pictures and I will smile even more. I will be happy even more than I'm here in these pictures. God is restoring my health. Then she walked this way, she noticed another picture, hallelujah. This is what is in front of me. Joyful life, successful life, healing, miracle, hallelujah. Went to the kitchen, saw another picture, hallelujah, thank you Jesus for your healing. Everywhere she went, she was filling herself with the picture of healed, blessed, joyful, successful, healed from cancer. And she is alive till today, like 20 years later. And beautiful testimony that is traveling all over the world, book is all over the world, healed from cancer. I know another person who wanted to get married, a lady, and she believed for a good person to come into her life for quite a number of years. And then God told her, make a sign, do something. So she took the frame, a beautiful frame, she bought the beautiful with diamonds frame, and she put it somewhere close to the mirror, and she said, my wedding picture is gonna be there. And every day when she was doing something in front of the mirror, she saw that empty frame, and she was reminding herself, soon I'm getting married. God is providing me a good person. My wedding picture is gonna be there. And not many months later, she got her miracle. Many, many testimonies like this. For another lady, that is a really funny one. She believed that her husband is gonna be saved soon. So she was coming to church and keeping one seat busy, like putting her back into the seat close to her and telling everybody, my husband sits here. The place is packed, no place to sit. So people are asking her, can I sit here? Is this place vacant? No, my husband sits here, he's coming. When is your husband coming? He's coming, don't worry. She saw him close and she kept that picture. As many times, if I ask you, for example, do you believe in something? You say, of course. But what are the pictures in your mind about it? For example, I caught myself, like, do I believe that my brother will be saved? I have older brother, 3 years older. He lives in New York. So I'm praying for him once, and then God says, do you believe he's gonna be saved? I said, of course. And then I have a question from God inside. What do you see about him? Do you see him saved? I was like, no, I just see myself praying for him. Okay, so that's what you are doing. And nothing is gonna change. Why your picture will change over here? Until your picture changes here. I said, okay, so what should I see? See my answer. And then I started kind of like talking to God this way. So if I believe my brother will be saved, so that means I believe he's gonna read the Bible. He's gonna study the Word of God. He's gonna pray. He's gonna get the answers from God. He's gonna build his relationship with God. So I should see him pray. I should see him talking to God. I should see him humbling himself before the Lord. I should see him not just see the picture that one day somehow, somewhere, he's going to be a believer. It's abstract. And whatever is abstract, you cannot keep that picture. That means you do not believe it. You just hope for that. God was giving to Abraham signals from every side that he would keep the picture. My son will be birthed. I will have many children. I will be father of many nations. So God surrounded him by those pictures. So if we believe something this year, we should keep that picture alive, colored, active. We should keep that picture, whether it's a picture of you being healed, or you being more professional with violin, or being in a movie, acting in a movie. You should keep that picture alive, active, and remind yourself every day by some capstones, by some signals, some physical manifestations, material things that will remind you the picture. I recently heard a testimony of one girl, beautiful testimony. This lady, she became Miss America 1996. She used to live in Florida, and she used to compete in Miss Florida. Twice, she lost it. But she never gave up. She felt, she's a believer like us, and she felt God is leading her that way. And she bought every tape possible about Miss Universe, Miss World, Miss America, Miss this state, Miss that state, Miss every state. And she was watching every competition, and every time they were crowning the Miss Universe or Miss America, she imagined herself being there, that they put the crown on her head, and then they said, "Now, Miss America!" And she imagines she's walking, and everybody's looking at her, and all the cameras, and all, like, a fame, everybody's looking at her, and she was imagining her walking the aisle in the center. And then God did it in such a way that she moved to Kansas. She started competing from that state, and she won the state competition, and then she started participating in Miss America 1996, and she won Miss America 1996. So after the whole celebration was finished, the reporter or news person or somebody is taking the interview, and he says, "Were you afraid or did you scared or did you feel any pressure when so many cameras were on you and so many people were looking at you and applauding you and you were pronounced Miss America and you was walking the aisle?" And she said, "No, I was not scared a bit. I was walking that aisle 1,000 times before." It happened to her before. She saw herself there. She already prepared. Eyes of faith, so important that we would see what we believe, that we would speak what we believe, that we would speak what we seek, that we would not just, "I believe," no, that we would create that image. But why? Because faith is when I'm convinced in something invisible. It's a substance. Faith is a substance of things I hope for. Substance. It's like something that you can, physically maybe it's not there, but you know it's here. You know you're already there. It's a temporary thing that I am here. But I asked God and I got the answer. And I know He's lifting me up. He's giving me that. He's opening these doors. I am already, I see myself there. And when you see yourself there, and you remind yourself about it from every corridor, mirror, refrigerator, from every aspect, you remind yourself, God is faithful. He's gonna help me. I'm gonna do it, not by my might, not by my power. Because when we put all our physical efforts, even for 50 years, sometimes nothing can happen. But we trust His power by the Holy Spirit. Then nothing is impossible. And then we trust Him and we remind ourselves and we confess it. We speak it out. We release it. Then it comes to pass. I talked seriously with my wife. We're gonna change the image of our apartment now. You have to talk to women about it. We already agreed on a list that we believe God for the next year, for this year. So I said, well, one of the things, for example, we believe that God would provide us a new house, because it's really difficult to live in somebody's house. And so Tanya is gonna go to real estate courses starting tomorrow, by the way. And we believe till the end of the year, or maybe even sooner, by God's grace, we will buy our own place. Because we're tired to live in somebody's place, rent, we throw money nowhere, you know? And now we realize that it's a cold place. Tonight, this morning we woke up, oh, we need to put something on the window, it's cold, freezing. We put temperature the maximum and it's just... So we decided, all right, let's put that image somewhere, all over the house. Let's put the image of the house that to remind ourselves that before the end of the year, we're gonna buy our own place. Why not? God can open any doors, God can bless us. I heard the testimony of one guy. Yes. Yeah, we will do it at the end. That's I'm preparing the atmosphere to do it at the end. For example, I heard about one guy and he was looking for a house, him and his wife. They found the place that they liked but was very expensive. So he could not afford it. So he talked to his friends and father, and somebody suggested him, you know what? Give him half a price and believe that God will turn the heart of the owner. So he said, I do not want to be impolite, but we are a young couple and we don't have enough money, but for half a price, we can buy your house. Half a price. And during a few months, they were believing God for a favor. They were believing God for that God will turn the hearts of the owner. Before the end of the year, the real estate guy calling them, you know, do you still want to buy that place? Yes. They want to get rid of it before the end of the year. That guy has many houses. That's one of his places. He really doesn't need it anymore. He wants to get rid of it. So he's selling it to you for half a price. So they bought it for half a price. We never know what God can do. But now, the most interesting thing before we do something, if you open back that place, Zechariah 4:7, yes. Can you read that again? The last part. When Zerubbabel sets the capstone.
Shout, grace, grace, to it.
Now, please listen by your spirit now. Prophet came to Zerubbabel and said, you will finish that temple. Looks impossible. Looks completely impossible. The whole country is against that project. The whole empire. But you will finish that project. Now, you will keep that stone in your eyes that you would remember. You will put it when you finish it. But now, Zerubbabel was questioning, how can I do it? How can I do it? It's impossible. It's just impossible. And then he says, when Zerubbabel, you will put your final stone on the temple, people will shout, grace, grace. So it would be not by physical efforts, but it would be a real grace of God. It would be some supernatural. So when you keep your picture and believe it, God can do supernatural things. When you lose that picture in your mind, when you lose the picture that you are healed, that you are blessed, that you are successful, when you lose the picture that you believe, when you lose the picture of a new job, when you kind of, then God cannot interfere. And then you do everything by your own efforts. And whatever you can do. But when you believe and keep that picture, faith, Bible says everything is possible for those who believe. So when everything, means your abilities no longer count. His abilities count. Your opportunities no longer count. His open doors, His grace, His power in operation when you keep faith. So Prophet Zechariah, he speaks to Zerubbabel, by grace is gonna happen. And when I was reading this place 3 days ago, and I'm reading it, and I got this revelation that this year, God will help us, and it's gonna be His grace. Grace. I hear in my spirit, and that's what I suggest you to do, because if God speaks that to Pastor, you can receive this for yourself. I hear in my spirit, take everything you wrote for the next year and double it. I wrote quite a lot. Double something that you can measure, you know? So I was like, what do you mean double it? He said, what you believe in aspects, in different aspects, double it. Expect grace. Expect my supernatural hand. If you believe that you will be in one movie, believe you're gonna play in two movies. If you believed in this amount of income, believe in double. If you believed in this, believe. And I remember myself when I doubled everything I wrote for this year. It was like a feeling that you depend on Him completely. You need His power now. Before I double it, I was kind of, I can do 80% of it, and God, you interfere and you help me with 20%. That was kind of plan. But when you double it, and it's already unreal to you, then you trust God like never before. Then you expect His power to, then you keep faith, and you know when you lose faith, nothing will happen. So, whatever God speaks to Pastor, I believe the same anointing comes to you. So, my word is to you, if you get this principle, and if you put the signals, the symbols, the capstones all over your house, you can double what you expect this year. And you will see. It would not be by our might, it would not be by our power. It would be by the Spirit of God. By grace. Why? Because God loves to bless us. God wants to bless us. God wants every person around us to see us prosper, to see us in balance with the family, with children, with all kinds of aspects of life to be blessed. God wants us to be happy, period. This is the only way how other people can follow the Lord, not when we teach them, train them, coach. No, when they see us happy. If they don't see us happy, then they would never come to us. Oh, I don't want to be boring like you. I don't want to be religious like you. Or I don't want to be constantly stressed like you. No, when they see us happy, then they come. And then they become part of the kingdom. So I believe in a supernatural grace for this year. Supernatural. Why? When we keep faith. When we keep faith. So what we're gonna do right now, when we pray now, it's not gonna come by your mind. Okay, what do I put on the wall? God is gonna help you. Because God, important point, God gave that capstone through the prophet to Zerubbabel. So God gave Abraham sand, God showed him stars, God changed him. It's not Abraham was like, okay, how can I remember about that I'm going to be the father? No, God was the source of those ideas, what to do to keep your picture of faith. So when we pray right now, let us ask that God would give us these symbols, then when He gives us, they will work. When we think of something, for example, what I used to do, as stupid as it maybe it sounds, I was just writing something on a piece of paper and putting it to the wall. Then I never read it. I know it's there, but I never read it. Some signs that we write to ourselves, they don't work. You want it to be something like a reminding thing to you, you put it somewhere, and it never reminds you about anything. So that's why we need to get that idea from God. Maybe it's going to be a beautiful picture of something. Maybe it's going to be a drawing of you with your future husband all over the house. Or maybe Photoshop picture, you can put some image over there. Or, I don't know, anything. But not from our mind. God, give us these symbols, give us these ideas. What would help us to keep that picture of faith? And prayerfully fill your apartment, maybe not in one day, not in 2 weeks, maybe a month would go. But prayerfully fill your house with something that would encourage you tremendously, that would stir up your faith, that would explode you, that would, you look at this picture, yes, Lord, I believe it. Something that would really like ignite you from inside. Okay? So Lord, I pray right now. I pray for all of us. Pray for myself also. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you want to do this year double. You want to do by your hand supernatural things in our lives. You want to bless us in every aspect of our life. You want to help us finish what we started last year and maybe never finished. You want to help us to accomplish something that looks impossible. You want to help us like you helped Zerubbabel, and you said, no mountain will stand in front of you. Every mountain will be like a plain. It will disappear. So Lord, we expect and believe supernatural power. And Lord, you said this power is available only for those who believe. Only for those who keep faith. So Lord, we pray, help us to keep our faith. Like you helped to Abraham in such a way that he kept his faith and became father of all believers. So Lord, we pray, help us also. Give us ideas. Give us some signals, some manifestations, some physical attributes of the spiritual reality. Help us to keep that picture live and active and even develop that picture along the year and multiply that picture and increase that picture, increase that image. Help us, Lord, and help us to see something that you see already as it has happened, but we do not see it. Help us to see that. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. Along these days and weeks, help us to fill our apartments, our Bibles, and whatever you tell us. Help us to fill it with signals of faith that we would believe you always, all this year long. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for results. I thank you for supernatural results as we believe and as we confess it, as we trust you unconditionally. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for supernatural life, supernatural breakthroughs, supernatural freedom, supernatural victories over temptations, supernatural breakthrough in health, supernatural breakthrough in financial situations, supernatural accomplishments, supernatural grace of God, double anointing, double grace. We proclaim into this year, grace, grace, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. Hallelujah, we receive it. We joyfully accept it, and we thank you, Lord, for that. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. I cannot wait what God is going to do this year. We have big new beginning because we're not Embassy of God anymore. We have new beginning, new facility in Brooklyn. We have new year. We have so many new things. So I believe like never before in double things. It's interesting that T.D. Jakes, no T.D. Jakes? Have you heard of T.D. Jakes, no? One preacher, famous preacher in America. He prophesied in his church that this year is gonna be a year of doubling. And it's interesting, it was like a confirmation to me also. You know, maybe it's all over America, God wants to do something. But let us believe in supernatural things. Mm-hmm. Keep picture of faith. And if you want, you can share with everybody what are the signals you're gonna put on the walls, symbols, signals. And maybe we can borrow ideas one from another if God gives you confirmation. Let everything be from the Lord. Because if it's not from the Lord, it will not help you. You wanted to add something?
No.
But maybe you can share whatever you want to put on the wall already. You would put something connected to that June that you would constantly every day would
about life and death. And how can I make it sound good about death? Mm-hmm. What can I write good about death? And for me it was, everyone is gonna die. Who are we are there to judge anyone? Mm-hmm. Anyone can be a killer. Mm-hmm. Anybody can die. And death in the song is became as a eternity, as a paradise. So actually, it's not a bad thing. It's mm-hmm. just it's just going to eternal paradise. Mm-hmm. And they love the lyrics and they love the music.
So it was not so tragic like all over the.
It sounds very dark, but the words saying that you know, we're not there to judge, and we all gonna be one in that place one day. So think about it.
Well, Bible says if you hate your brother, you are murderer.
Yeah, so we all can be killers. It's not about just saying you this, you that, and that.
What's the point is here to write a song?
Ah?
You wrote a violence song, a score for that scene?
No, it was song.
Yeah.
With lyrics and the music and
that's great.
So, you finished everything, they give you a check.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's only one, it's the first check, it's gonna be more.
Right? Yes, let it be more.
Wow.
Let it be so many that you would not even expect when they're coming. So many. Hallelujah.
You know, I made some money with the composing.
That's my dream, that all of you would make money by your talents. That's what I believe. That for all of people in the church, that you would enjoy doing something that you are called to do, and you would get money for that. That's how it's supposed to be. So hallelujah, you're doing big steps. So now put something on the wall or somewhere, what you believe next year, and double it. How many movies more you're gonna create the music for? Or whatever comes to your spirit. Hallelujah.